What?
Is this line secure?
I think, but...
They're after me, Will.
Who is this?
The new hot roast pork hoagie from Wawa. I'm a wanted hoagie, Will.
But you're...
But nothing, Will. It's almost lunchtime. People are famished. I'm a slow-roasted goner.
Look, I don't tend to get involved.
Don't you get it, Will? I'm too tender. Too good for this world.
Actually...
Oh, now I see, Will. You want me, too.
Yes. No, I mean...
So it's true. What turned you, Will? Was it my seasoned pork, my provolone and roasted red peppers?
Will,
I can't blame you, Will. It's lunchtime. A man is only so strong. Promise it'll be quick.
You have my word.
Goodbye, hungry world!
Wawa's new hot roast pork hoagie is calling. Perfectly seasoned Italian-style pork with provolone and roasted red peppers on a fresh hoagie roll. That's why when you gotta have a hoagie, you gotta have a Wawa.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, be careful with that. That's the most powerful trank gun on the market. Huh, got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow! Yes! That's awesome!
What?
You just took one in the jugular, man!
Whoa.
Yes!
Is this bad?
You should pull that out.
Wait. Pull what out?
The dart, man. Got a dart in your neck.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you. But you're crazy.
I'm so tired.
The Don and Mike Show. You are stupid, and they are not. The Don and Mike Show.
That may well be true, but they want you to listen live at 3. Don and Mike coming right up. I'm with you right now, your host, Artinger here, the legendary Joe Artinger with you, bringing you the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK. I would climb any mountain. Well, being as it's Friday, let's warm up a little bit. Here's the best of a Friday phone scan. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Someone should be taken out back and shot for this. There's no limit on the amount of commercials you can run, as far as I know.
Right. Well, No legal limit.
We run about 19 minutes an hour, and we don't lie to you about that. That's right. That's how they make money.
That's how we pay the light bill.
And we talk for a long time, and then we have to play like 9.5 minutes of commercials. That's the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rob was apparently on the 1 and 2 o'clock hour today on the radio station, they forgot to play commercials or something. So today between 2 and 3 on WJFK, we play 28 minutes of commercials.
One half hour.
Mm-hmm. How do you expect anybody to listen? I mean, it's bad enough given the ratio that we have,
right?
Which is roughly 40 minutes out of the hour. And the argument to that, of course, is, well, think about network TV. Network TV
right. They do the same thing.
They give you about 23 minutes per half hour. So radio just whores you out a little bit more and takes a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But, God, 28 minutes a spot.
So somebody just skipped the commercials for a couple of breaks?
1 hour. Let me ask Joe.
I would think they'd want to put up more commercials than O'Reilly because it's a nice alternative.
Hey, Joe?
Right.
Yes.
So what was up with the commercials today?
Apparently they had a bunch that they had to have played, and they stacked them in O'Reilly's 1 o'clock hour, and they stacked them in ours.
Hmm. Wow.
Okay. And Travis is away today, so the guy running the O'Reilly board was pretty much sticking to the normal network format, unawares to the fact that he should have been running our commercial.
Gotcha. So when it came time for the 2 to 3 hour Best of Don and Mike show, it was mainly commercials.
Yes, 28 minutes of them.
Wow. Well, what a good way to spend your birthday.
And it went so well that Alan is currently investigating a method in which he can fit 61 minutes of ad into an hour.
All right, thank you, Joe. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
All right, see ya.
Of the 28, I think 20 of them were car dealers, so go out and buy 20 different cars this weekend.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Bye.
Happy birthday. I've been listening to Joe for a long time, and he doesn't sound the same as he used to.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I think it's only been the last 6 or 7 months.
I think so. Something's happened.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
No, I'm serious.
Hello, you're on the air. You're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, I just want to let you know I went and saw that Day After Tomorrow.
I'm sorry, you want to let us know what about tomorrow?
He wants us to know that he went and saw that day after tomorrow.
Oh, you saw that the day after tomorrow.
And you know, if you heard the beginning of the show, Don and I are so hip.
We saw it the day before yesterday. The day before yesterday, we saw it the day after tomorrow.
Well, I was in the theater while you were on.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for that.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Quite a good documentary that day after tomorrow.
Maybe you could call another show and they'll ask you if you liked it or not.
Mike, how dare you treat the late Gene Siskel like that?
I'm so
Hello,
sorry.
Hello, Don Meisel.
What's happened to him?
He's dead.
I know.
That's what's happened. I know you know. That's why I asked you.
Hello.
No, that's Kirk Douglas. Mike the CP comic.
No, I was also doing my Gene Siskel impression.
No, Gene Siskel's more like, I'm Sid Spartacus.
Gene Siskel's would be more like this, like, Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, brothers, I'm sorry. I'm sounding all kind of, you know, terrible, but I've been sick all day long.
Huh.
And my name's Finger, and I just wanted to, say you guys are the greatest people in the entire world as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks,
with
Finger.
Radio guys and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I only have one simple question for you.
Yes, Finger.
Don, are you back on the coke or something like that? I mean, because you are really talking like crazy. I mean, you know, you can't even pronounce anybody's name right anymore. You know, you start talking about the Sopranos.
Is this the same guy? Is this the same?
I think it might be the same guy, yeah.
Same guy again?
Might be Finger.
No.
He's qualified for his nickname.
Oh, yeah, all nickname. That's right.
Disqualification, unfortunately.
Right. You're out of there.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I want to tell you what happened at my father-in-law's the other day.
What?
This guy's like 95 years old. Literally, it's sad, but he's not going to be with us that much longer. We get over there to visit him, and he has a key that he's holding in his hand.
Yeah.
And the guy said, this is true. It's not a joke, by the way.
Okay.
Guy has...
Well, we should stop laughing. Sorry.
He has a key, and he's going... You got to help me. I'm dying. I'm not going to be here much longer.
Are you sure this isn't a joke?
I'm absolutely serious. So he's gesturing. We're trying this key and the furniture and his desk drawer. Finally, we find this little fireproof box, right? Little fireproof safe box. And I'm thinking it's a deathbed confession. It's his will. You know, who was on the grassy knoll.
Right.
So we open the thing up, and it's a whole stack of like 1970s porno. And he wants me to hold it up so he can look at it.
Oh.
That's not a left field. And I believe he's telling the truth.
Granted, that's a long way to go, but that was worth hearing.
That's a payoff.
It's the truth, man.
You just had to hold it up for him to look at?
My wife's saying, who would believe this? And I said, Don.
Sure. How disturbing was that?
Right? It was.
Was he?
It was grotesque. My wife said, I'm glad you were there with me. Nobody would ever believe.
Did he just sit with his hands folded and look at what you were presenting?
He's laying in a bed. He can't even get up out of bed. He's laying in the bed looking at it.
I hope somebody does that for me.
I love you, Buzz, but it won't be me.
Yeah. Oh, man.
A tribute to our greatest generation.
Hello. Rob. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, howdy.
Hi, yes. I was screaming all the time that last guy was breaking your you-know-what. I was screaming over here, eject, eject, eject.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, thanks for screaming it.
Sorry we didn't hear that.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, hello. Don, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, love the show. I'm calling because you're definitely an expert on useless knowledge, and I've got a problem that I think you can help me solve.
All right.
What exactly is loaded into the ass of the cicada? Because I can't get this ass cleaned off my windshield.
I don't have the answer to that, but I'll tell you the same thing happened to me with a cicada on my windshield, and it wasn't until we got those awful thunderstorms 2 days ago
that took care of it.
I mean, I was at the gas station with the squeegee thing.
That's what I did today. And
it's still... wouldn't come off. There was a gigantic smudge all the way across.
Really, I mean, I don't think that that's unique to cicadas. There are certain insects out there.
Yeah.
The insect guts.
How did you get your mouth cleaned out then?
What? Oh, I should have. How did I get my mouth cleaned out?
Yeah. You know, but seriously.
Because on your car, whatever hits your windshield doesn't go down to the car's stomach.
You know,
never
any digestive problems at all with that. Anything that you noticed?
Not one.
I guess by that rash, I mean if I spit on it, maybe then that would clean it out.
Right.
Maybe. All right.
That actually might work. Coat your windshield with saliva.
I don't know what to tell you, but yes, there was a cicada that did that to my car.
And do it by licking your entire windshield.
Yes. Hello.
You'll be fine.
That's the way Bus cleans his car.
Absolutely. Gives it a cat
the
bath.
The whole car.
He calls it his car cat bath.
That's the way Bus cleans everything.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Licks it.
Bus does not need, when we go anywhere, if there's any water issues, he does not need soap and water.
That's why, listen, God forbid you ever have Buzz and Marcia over. And I don't mean that, because they're great people.
Right.
But God forbid when Buzz says, need a hand of the dishes?
Yeah, because that's just not happening.
The next thing you know, he's on all fours licking the dishes.
Wash your hands before dinner?
Hello? Don and Mike Show, phone scan. Hello?
FCC Aragay.
FCC Aragay. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, hello.
Yeah. Mike.
Yeah.
You know, and a couple weeks ago, you know, I've been trying to get on to you guys forever, and you were giving Kathleen Turner a hard time.
Now, that had to be a best of segment, sir.
No, it wasn't. But, man, that girl's sweet, man.
Been a long time since we talked about Kathleen Turner.
Hold on. When's the last time you saw Kathleen Turner or heard Kathleen Turner speak?
I haven't heard her for a long time, but I saw that movie, Romancing the Stone.
Oh, okay. My God. You know how old that movie is?
That movie's like 1985. Earlier than that.
If you're working it, it doesn't matter. You look at an old porno like that last guy looking at pornos from the 70s.
That's true.
Uh-huh. But listen, look at Kathleen, as you said, Kathleen Turner. Look at her as she is today and listen to her speak.
Because you've got arthritis, man. That's
that
ain't right.
Arthritis for Kathleen Turner.
All right, listen, I got to go. There's a cockroach that's across the floor. I want to step on it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello there.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, question for you, Don. You talked about Captain 20 brought back some old memories. Hey, do you know if he's still alive or the guy from Wonderama is still alive?
Bob McAllister? Yes, yeah. I was touched by both of them.
Bob McAllister. You know, that's good that you know the name. I don't know Ranger Andy's name.
Well, Ranger Rick.
I know.
We have Ranger Andy in my hometown.
Wonderama.
Dick Dizel, who played Captain 20.
Yes.
He also played Count Gore Duvall on Channel 20. Do you remember the late night horror host?
Do I see, but you were watching.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Babe Ruth of this stuff right here, right?
You
now.
Were simply watching it at home. I was living it.
You
Bob.
Were in the casket.
You were living your dream.
He's on the web. You can
living play. A nightmare, Mike. Living a nightmare. Constant heavy petting by Captain 20 and Wonderama's Bob McAllister.
There's only one feature that I should bring up since.
And then please don't let me forget on the weekends when I was molested by Harv Moore.
Hey, Donnie, how are you? Bring you a little orange crate down here to the studio. I'd like to see you. There's a young man that wants to be a disc jockey when he grows up. We're going to let him grow up this weekend.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hiya.
Hi there.
This is Pat from Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, hi there, honey. Hi.
What was your name again?
Pat from Buffalo, New York.
Pat. Hi, Pat.
Hello
this
again.
This is Patty Cake. I'm going to wish you a happy holiday. I think
it's wonderful that you've lost your Buffalo accent.
Oh, I still have it, you know.
You have it. Yes, Pat.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for my picture, my autographed picture of you guys.
Rob, would you please sign a picture and say, is this the cake lady?
Yes, it is. Yeah,
Patty
Rob, cake.
Didn't I ask you to send the cake lady a fake signed picture?
Yeah, it's in the rotation. It'll go out with the next
bunch. It'll go out as soon as Rob signs the next bunch of pictures.
Okay, and one of these days I'll send you a cake by air mail.
Hey, Pat.
Yes?
Can I ask you some questions?
Yes.
All right, if somebody doesn't own a dog, but they have a house pet, it's normally what?
Say that again?
If it's not a dog, it's a...
Say the word cat, Pat.
Cat. Cat.
Thank you, Pat.
I'm sorry. Okay. You have a nice holiday, okay?
You have one,
we will.
Too.
We will. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Pat.
Bye.
I wanted to say fat cat, Pat.
I wanted to ask her, what do you call someone who has an IQ below 50?
Hello? Todd, am I Joe? Todd?
Pat.
Well, that's, now I'm getting to the Boston thing. Hey, you, Todd.
Todd.
Hi, this is Boston Rob.
Yeah.
Todd.
I'm a Todd. I'm a Todd. I'm a retard.
Todd and Mike Show.
Where are all the retards?
Here we go. Hi. Hello, Todd. Don and Mike Show, you're on the air.
Yeah, somebody just couldn't handle it.
No, he's still there.
Are you there, caller?
Hi, Todd.
Hello. Aye, aye, aye.
Oh, man.
Why do you guys do this to us?
Take a whole busload of Todds and go see Noma.
Hey. Now, we have been waiting literally for 30 seconds for you. Where the hell have you been?
How come you can't talk good?
God. Worth the wait, huh?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, okay.
Excellent. Hey, I just wanted to ask you real quick. I've been in counseling and all that stuff, and I've really taken a good look at myself.
No. You know what I've just seen on the screen?
Come on.
We have an unwanted listener.
That's it. The book works. Cut him off. That's
Lister
it. He doesn't get a word.
0000001.
Fantastic. It works.
This is the initial guy that we had the spotlight.
The book works.
They were so bad.
Let it go.
No.
Move on.
Dug him. Goodbye.
He's out of there. Good day to you, sir.
That's great.
Goodbye, then.
We said good day.
System works.
See, we profile, we tag, and then we keep them out of rotation.
And he only called because he didn't get his sign.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Goes on the next day.
Howdy, boys.
Howdy.
Hey, the story about the person who was dying in the box, you know, it got dumped. I was wondering who'd mind editing it for us so we could get a little closure here.
The story of the person who died where?
The story, and they asked to see something in a box, and they brought it out, and they showed it to you. We didn't get to hear what was in the box.
What box? I don't know what you're talking about.
It's porn. Hey, in the security box. In
the
lockbox
box?
The old man. It was porn.
They deleted that out?
They dumped it out. All that we heard was, you know, we opened it up, and then all of a sudden you heard Mike laughing.
It was pornography. That's all the guy said. It was porn, and he would have to hold up the...
He was holding up for the guy to look at.
He would hold up the Playboy centerfolds for the old man to look at. It was
that
pornography.
Dumped? Yeah.
Yeah, that, I mean, that whole thing got dumped out. I didn't know if it was a body part or what the hell.
No, there was no body parts.
Nothing that should have been dumped.
That's porn.
Very disappointing.
All right, yeah, so sure is. Thank you, though. Thank you. Thank you for watching out for us. Porn? What, you can't say porn now?
Apparently not.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, you've made me so sad.
Why?
You made the magician go away.
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don Hello? And Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Todd, that lady stole my thunder. I was going to ask the same thing about the box. Thought it might have been a head or something.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, no, same guy. He heard it dumped out as well.
Yeah, out of Baltimore.
Baltimore.
It was
all
an inadvertent dump.
Accident.
It was an inadvertent dump we're hearing now. I think I had one of those this morning.
Please excuse the dump.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Don and Mike Radio.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Hi, you're on the air.
Because you ate those cicadas.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to let you know that the last 3 years I have been living in a Bob and Tom hell. And I am recently just moved to Portland, Maine, and it's so good to hear you guys on the radio.
That's nice. Thank you very much.
But in addition to that, I wanted to let you know that the new format is incredible, and it's so enjoyable to hear you guys, like, kind of the behind-the-scenes kind of stuff before you guys go, like, you know, before the opening of the show.
Listen, let me just stop you right there. You're right. We're the greatest. The show's the greatest.
Amen, brother.
Listen, you are
a nice call.
You're the last person on the phone scan, and what is your name?
My name is Ryan.
And Ryan, where are you from, Portland, Maine?
Yep.
WZAN is our radio station there, and you've got the Sex and the City season. I'd be able to read this if I wasn't high. The Sex. Now you tell me, how impossible is this? You have won a Sex and the City season 6 part 1 DVD.
That is the worst.
That's like trying to put together a kid's bike by reading the instructions on Christmas Eve.
That's correct.
It's
called bad copyright.
Right. You have won a Sex and the City Season 6 Part 1 DVD.
Outstanding.
10 half-hour episodes of the show available on VHS and DVD. Don't forget, the complete 6th season comes out soon.
Doing good.
You know, I have to say, I've never watched the show, so I'm excited to watch the DVD.
Give it to a girl.
I will.
My friend, thank you for listening.
I got a really quick question, though.
Yes, sir.
Okay, there was a word, and I'm not going to say it, because there was a word, I used to listen to you guys in Iowa.
Okay.
And there was a word that you guys used quite frequently that I haven't heard on the radio since I found you guys recently. It started with a G. Is that now verboten in the new radio rules?
Could it also have been spelled with a J?
I could also, no.
Is it GD?
No, it's GI.
GI.
And the last, like, the last letters, I don't know if there were vowels involved, but the last letters were SH.
Ish anymore.
Okay, well, that's
I mean, fair. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
You know, find it. Listen, I tell you what, God blessed you with the form you need to discuss that topic.
Mm-hmm.
Simply look down at your feet.
There you go.
Put a little work into it, and you can have your own party with that.
Amen, brother.
Okay? Amen.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Hold on a second, please. There you go. Homework assignment over for the weekend.
Just starting for him.
We'll be back. Thanks, queer. That's good.
This
is the Don and Mike Show. They're back. Starting Tuesday on 106.7 WJFK.
The deal just got better at Battlefield Ford. Right now you can take $7,000 off the sticker price of every new F-Series pickup and Explorer. That's the deal at Battlefield Ford in Manassas.
Tired of searching for a wireless signal? Then switch to Verizon Wireless. We work more reliably in more places than any other carrier. Just listen.
It's probably the most reliable cell phone I've ever had, and I've had many.
What can you offer me that's more important than a phone service that works?
It's reliable. That's really the most important thing to me.
At Verizon Wireless, we test our network daily to make sure you get unmatched reliability. No wonder more people are switching to Verizon Wireless.
If you're going to switch, you have to switch to Verizon. It is really the best service out there.
Isn't it time you brought your